Christian marriage growth is not only about avoiding conflict, it is about learning how to repent, repair, and grow over time. Every marriage has moments of disappointment. Someone speaks too sharply. Someone forgets what matters. Someone withdraws. Someone becomes selfish. Someone avoids responsibility. Someone uses silence as punishment. Someone keeps score. The question is not whether marriage will reveal sin and immaturity. It will. The deeper question is this: what happens after the damage is done? In some marriages, conflict becomes a cycle. One spouse hurts the other. The hurt spouse reacts. Both defend themselves. Then they cool down without really repairing. They move on, but nothing is healed. Over time, the marriage collects unresolved injuries. Christian marriage calls couples into a better way. Repentance is more than saying, "I'm sorry you feel that way." Repentance means turning toward truth. It means naming the wrong without excuses. It means grieving the harm. It means asking God and the spouse for mercy. It means changing direction. Repair is the practical work that follows repentance. Repair may include a sincere apology. It may include listening without interrupting. It may include making restitution. It may include new boundaries, changed habits, counseling, accountability, or a plan for what will be different next time. Growth over time means that the same sin does not keep getting excused forever. Grace is patient, but grace is not passive. Grace trains us. Grace calls us forward. A husband who keeps exploding in anger cannot simply say, "That is how I am." A wife who keeps using contempt cannot simply say, "I was stressed." A spouse who keeps hiding spending, pornography, emotional attachments, or resentment cannot call secrecy a personality trait. In Christ, we are not trapped in the old self, but change usually takes time. Marriage growth often looks like small, faithful steps repeated again and again. A couple may learn to pause before an argument gets destructive. They may learn to pray after hard conversations. They may learn to say, "Let's come back to this when we are calmer." They may learn to confess sooner. They may learn to repair before bedtime instead of letting resentment harden. This is not perfection, this is formation. From an organic human perspective, repentance and repair involve the whole person. The spirit turns toward God, the mouth speaks truth, the body calms down, the heart softens, the habits change, the relationship becomes safer and more honest. A growing marriage is not a marriage without wounds. It is a marriage where wounds are brought into the light of Christ, where sin is not protected, where forgiveness is not cheapened, and where both husband and wife keep becoming more faithful over time.